All right, so it's starting,
so we can all see what's happening.
Okay, well, there's not much to
tell me when to start the timer, or nod at me or something.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
No, it's too late now. It is not too late.
Welcome to a Sharecast. My name is Patrick.
My name is Robin.
And my name is Steven.
And then we also have a special guest in the car.
Hi, this is Quentin.
It's Quentin.
Very
the best.
Shy, apparently.
That's not true.
Now, a little bit about Sharecast. This is something that we all collectively decided to do, and to give you guys a heads up, we're doing segments, so every time you hear a song, it's, what is it, Harry Potter?
Hedwig's theme.
Or a Hedwig's theme, that means we need to transition to something better, just like that.
Yes.
All right.
How pleasant.
Just a little bit about us, I'm an actor, I love to talk and all that other good stuff.
I work at a pottery shop, and I'm getting ready to go to school to be a doula, which is basically a person that helps women deliver babies.
And she also bakes.
I do, I bake.
She bakes a lot.
I do.
Basically what I do is I work overnight at Kroger, which is just completely awful, but you gotta do something to make money. So I work overnight, I stock groceries.
It's his dream job.
It's my dream job, I love this job.
Totally dream.
And then last but not least, our guest host, or guest...
Guest star.
Don't say star.
You're a star.
He's famous.
Anyway, no, I'm not. I'm a
stripper.
I'm a stripper. I'm a famous stripper. No, I sing, and I am gonna finish off my degree of musical theater at Short University. I'm a musician.
So he does that on the side of being a stripper.
Absolutely not. But yeah, that's me, I guess. And yeah.
Okay. And again, this is Sharecast. Our email is it's.the.share.cast@gmail.com. I understand it's a lot. We'll try and come up with something else
it
for right
let
now.
Me do anything else.
I will agree, though.
Taken.
I tried.
That's crazy.
Email is the worst.
I thought she was going crazy, so I looked up share.cast@gmail.com.
It was already taken. What?
Everything was taken. It was ridiculous.
It was very
so again, as I don't know if you heard the music, but we're gonna go in and transition. We're gonna do three things or three different segments or whatever. Actually, this is we're gonna kind of wing it at this point.
Pretty much, it's the first episode, so bear with us.
So who's up?
So we'll go with a little segment called "Talk Nerdy to Me" because it's awesome. Okay, so The Flash.
Yes, The Flash.
Bruh, The Flash.
So, I got super wasted, and I started talking uncontrollably about The Flash. But
because that's what you do when you're drunk.
It's amazing. Did you see that there's a Batgirl?
Yes!
Gonna happen? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited for that. I'm going to just talk about because the combined episode with the one where they had the Arrow, the Flash.
Oh, she acted Elseworlds.
My favorite one they've done so far because I liked the whole thing what they did with they switched the lives between Arrow and the Flash.
That was hilarious.
My favorite line from that whole the whole combined episode was the fact where Barry was like, "Wait, you kissed Iris? We have to switch back lives right now, man."
One thing I didn't like though was their helmets. Their masks, they're like too fat.
Oh my gosh, there was just something weird about it. And then the Flashes for like half of this newest season, his mask was just so weird. It was like it felt smaller to me, and then it didn't feel all full. And then I think they fixed it towards the end of the season.
Yeah, it didn't look like it could have been comfortable.
But on the end of the day, focusing on the positive side, this season introduced the ring. The ring where the suit comes out of the Flash ring.
That was awesome. And the fact that they had what's that guy's name? Jay Garrett?
Jay Garrett.
Oh my god. I did think it was a little cheesy how they kind of copied Justice League. The movie where he goes back in the future or the past.
Oh, and he's like,
he's like, yeah, you need to make sure. And we're like, we get it. It's Superman versus Batman.
But how about those references to Smallville.
Oh my god!
I loved that. Although when I saw that,
I was really hoping Tom Welling was gonna be
there. I know, right? I was super excited.
We all know he can't do it right now.
I heard that he was actually wanting to play Batman or somebody. He wanted to play Batman in Elseworlds.
And Robert Pattinson's gonna be the new Batman.
He cut out because
he stopped.
Not only because of time schedules. Other than that, he would have made a perfect.
No one knows who Batman is right now. He
would have been a perfect Batman.
I don't know, vampire man, honestly, I was kind of skeptical, but you know what, I mean, he's getting older, he's getting better as an actor, you know, I mean, you can only get better as an actor,
you can't base
his
performance on Twilight. He was a kid.
He really was. He was super young.
How about another controversial role was the fact that, do you remember when they said Michael Jordan might play Superman?
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Wait, that was a thing.
Wait, would that...
That was an actual thing. There was a rumor. I don't think it actually is happening. But Michael, they said Michael B. Jordan, like they were actually thinking about having him play Superman.
Now, I wouldn't be mad, honestly. Yeah. I wouldn't have been mad. I thought that would
be cool.
That could have been really cool. It could have been interesting.
Anyway.
We're going to switch topics real quick. We're going to do a little bit of oddball news. So, I don't know if you guys... You guys take an Uber. Everybody's probably taking... Or you know what Uber is.
I took an Uber.
And you know what Google Maps is. Well, Google Maps, a recent story happened on the 27th.
Today's the 27th.
Okay, so 100 people ended up following Google Maps. And Google Maps took them through a privately owned piece of land where it was just... it was all mud. And so 100 people got stuck.
Oh my God, in the middle of nowhere.
And
where was this exactly?
This was Colorado.
Colorado.
Come on. Those people getting a high. But no,
I just realized what you said.
No, but they all got stuck because they all blindly followed Google. Although I'm as an Uber driver,
I drive for DoorDash on the side.
That's the first place
you
I'm
go
gonna
where
do.
The GPS tells you.
I tried Waze with DoorDash and Postmates, and then it finally it made my app so slow. It made my phone slow.
Yes,
it was the worst.
Angry.
And then finally, I was like, you know what? I can't do Waze anymore for that. I'll just do it for Google Maps for Postmates and DoorDash. I use Waze though, normally because Waze is such a good app, but for some reason. It just doesn't work.
But
and I have a newer iPhone, so I don't know why it does that.
Recently, they have added a Cookie Monster voice, for the navigation.
What?
Uber? If you on Waze. So if you go to Waze, there's a little area where you can swipe for Cookie Monster.
Oh my gosh! I changed my car to a Buzz Lightyear car. I'm not kidding. I did. I would show y'all,
only,
but I can't.
If only... Why can't you show us right
no,
now?
No, I could show you now, yeah. But, I mean, I can't show these people, you
well,
know? I feel bad.
We'll take a screenshot and we'll post it on a Facebook account we don't have just yet. But we'll add it. We still...
We'll
again, this is the beginning of it.
Should be over to the next story.
Well, we still have...
4.5 minutes
And so we're doing, what, 3?
Your turn.
Oh, no,
well, my turn first, and then... Robin's, which is another 10 minutes.
And then him.
And then you for 10 minutes. And that should be... Okay. So, we're going to go with another segment about... And this is... everybody's going to be doing this. It's something about yourself. So, I am a fat butt. And I want to say the A word, but I'm not. And I am super... Oh, my God. It's Buzz Lightyear.
It's a Buzz Lightyear car. It's so cool. Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
No. That was worth the interruption. So I've started using the Harry Potter app a lot. Like, I don't know. It's the most amazing thing. Is that something you were going to talk about too?
No, absolutely not.
It is so addictive, today I was walking around our pottery place that I also work with
in the
Robin
Marietta
Square, and
this app is going to cause injuries.
Oh, it is.
Because every single person is going to be walking around on their phones, and we're just,
you know it.
It's just like, oh, good, I caught a hagapoo. Oh, wait, there's a car coming right at me.
Oh, no, like, that's definitely going to happen. It's just the same thing with Pokemon Go. It's crazy. And it's created by the same people, which is cool.
Oh.
And I love this game. But here's the funny part. I basically started the trend with our friend group of it because I downloaded it first. And then our friend Morgan got it, and she got obsessed for like a day.
Yeah.
And then I gave it to Robin over
here. And I went insane. Oh, I've already passed Quentin in levels.
Like, we're both level 16 right now.
I'm level 17.
You're level 17
Stand
now?
Back.
And I went up a level to level 9.
Like,
but
it's insane. And she only had the app for like a few days. Yeah. I've had the app for like a week.
But she's the one of those people that Steven was talking about. She's walking, trying to like look up at skies and different things while she's not paying attention.
Nope.
Yes. Next thing you know, man, I'm just...
Somebody's going to get hit.
I am not for it.
You don't play it?
I don't.
Oh,
you downloaded it.
Monster. I downloaded it, but I have not started playing it. I don't want to fall into the hype. Because
I just love it, Harry Potter.
It's just Harry Potter is just great in general.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I love it too.
Speaking of the game, I saw Buster today.
Who's Buster?
We met a guy at the Marietta Square. We've never met him before, and we met him because he was playing this game, and he came to see me at the pottery shop today. And he was like, "Hey, are we gonna go out and play?" And I was like, "No, I can't. I have somewhere to be."
You should. When was this?
It was today. It was like 5 p.m. ish.
Oh, okay. You should have said that I was already out there, because that's when I took a break instead of working out.
You weren't there. You were already gone.
Yeah. You should have said I was there earlier.
I did.
But, yeah, instead of working out, I ended up playing Harry Potter.
Hey, no, Harry Potter, look, I really appreciate how these apps, especially Pokemon Go, too, even though I played it for, like, a minute, but, like, these apps actually make you go out and do something.
Yes.
Like,
I've walked 16 kilometers in 4 days, guys.
Like, I mean, it actually makes you go out and do something.
I don't know how much that is, but yeah. I feel good, you know?
Unlike some of these apps that make you just...
You
know,
yes,
sit
you go
in your
out
couch,
and you be on your phone.
And you literally just, your neck is all, like,
and you get the double chins and stuff. Yeah.
I have like 17 chins. It's,
yeah. It's they go into my boobs.
Yeah. They go into my boobs.
Right, you lift your head and then just all the fat just off.
Oh, that's funny, Steven. You're skinny now, so shut up.
There's a shop in the Marietta Square, and they have a fat chin, where you put it on and it's this giant chin.
Oh, you didn't know that was actually me. That was your mold. They made it after my chin. That's what they did.
That's me.
All right, so that is the last part of this segment. We're going to Robin. Oh, actually, hold on. We're going to listen for the music. There it goes. Harry Potter.
Okay, so
we're gonna get used to that.
I pulled up another oddball news segment. I don't know what the deal is, but this one also comes from Colorado.
Oh
my God. Colorado.
It's because they know that they have all the weed.
So anyway.
Okay.
This is a doozy, you guys. Lucky. So strap in. So the Hold San on. Miguel County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded alongside the deputy marshals late on Tuesday when a bear was found trapped inside of a car after apparently opening the unlocked doors to get inside.
Bears are freaking smart as crap.
There was another article about a bear, and he went into a closet and took a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But continue.
The video shows the deputies using rope to open the car door from like a safe distance, and it freed the trapped bear, and it just ran away back into the woods. The police officers on the scene, they said, lock your car doors. Bears can and will break into your vehicle if they smell something interesting to them. This can be a scent left from food no longer in the vehicle or even lip balm. A bear trapped is an angry bear who can pose a danger to people in the vicinity.
I wonder if bears are as smart as ravens. Where, yeah, you know what? No, because ravens are really smart as crap.
Oh,
like,
man.
But if you, like, because I've heard the same story. I've heard that one. I've heard a few others where they break into the houses. You see all those videos. It's awesome. It's almost like Yogi Bear. Like,
yes,
for real.
Yes, exactly.
Like, Yogi Bear is real!
And his picnic basket.
Okay, I have a story about the bear. When I went to it's called the Game Ranch. It's over there near Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
there's this bear to where, like, when you slide the food under there, the bear will stand up and, like, try and clap for food.
Is this a real bear?
This is a real bear.
Yeah.
That's actually the most adorable thing I've ever
heard. Oh, my goodness. I was a kid. I think I was 10 years old, and I was just sitting there sliding nuts at this thing, and this thing was, like, looking at me like, more, please, more. Give me more. And started clapping
at me. Well, you gotta be careful with that, because there was a recent story where somebody actually... There was a bear that was doing that, and they had to euthanize him because they were afraid they were going... Yeah. I started to bring it down, but...
I'm upset.
Yeah, they euthanized him because he was taking food from the campers. I know, it's sad, though.
In other words,
it wasn't his fault, though. It was...
He's just smarter than the average
bear. He just wanted food, and the campers were giving him food. That was the thing.
The good thing is that...
This took a drastic turn.
Yeah, the good thing is that I wasn't feeding them... Like, I was feeding them what the thing were giving me. I wasn't feeding them anything like human food.
Oh, yeah.
They basically give you what to feed the bear.
Okay.
So you're just sliding it through the tubes. So it was pretty awesome. And they're also in captivity, so they're...
Let me tell you how awesome it is to be a human, just in general. Like, they're like dogs, we can't feed them a lot of them human food and stuff.
They can't have chocolate,
dude. I can't live without freaking chocolate.
Chocolate,
not all of them.
Dogs. Some dogs
can.
Some dogs.
My dog. I'm not even kidding.
If you murder your dog, we know what happened.
Yeah.
we know what. Like, yeah, he fed him chocolate. Like, throw him away. Yeah, we'll find him.
Dog bit me on the shin, so I was just like, here, have a chocolate bar, you jerk.
I love you.
Have a chocolate
but,
bar.
But, no, basically chocolate. What happened is what my happened? Sister bought her friend a bunch of chocolates for her birthday, right?
Yeah.
And so she left them on the table. You do not leave
any food
on the table when it comes to my dog. So basically...
And our roommate's kid.
She got the chocolates, and she went in and she went on to town on those things.
Like,
she ripped into those things. She ripped the box open. She ate all of it.
Sounds like my ideal Saturday night.
And my sister came in. I've never seen my sister so mad. She comes in and she's like, "You son of a bitch!"
Oh, she beat him. Oh my god!
I was like, "You idiot!"
We gotta be careful with that too, because
we thought she was gonna be sick, but she was
fine.
Sitting there wagging her tail, like, "Please give me more. This is delicious."
Best thing I've ever had.
And she is still 16 years old, and she's still
kicking it. Nice.
Going on.
Now there's a new law coming out that if you beat your kids, then you're good.
All right.
Or you're in trouble. Sorry.
If
you beat your pets, then you're. Sorry, yeah. You get arrested.
We're going to go ahead and move on to the next segment, which is Tell Me All About It. So, guys and girls are very different creatures.
Oh, dear. That is correct.
And so, in this segment, we are going to ask each other questions about why guys and girls do the things that they do, to which we have to give completely honest answers.
Honest.
So, guys, do we have a question that I can answer?
I have a question, and it happened literally an hour ago.
Let's hear it. Let's go.
So, I get my food to the table, right?
Uh-huh.
I order my food, my burger and fries.
Your burger and fries.
I already know what's happening.
And the first thing that happens, all three girls at the table, it was Robin, it was Nia, and it was Caitlin. All three of them were like, "Those fries look really good."
Oh, they took your food.
Every single one of them took a fry off of my plate. And they didn't stop at just one. They were getting handfuls,
How
man.
How dare they?
Did she take them?
Yes.
Okay, Robin has the hugest... that's her pet peeve.
See?
I am shocked she did that. Because every time I go,
this
I have to
thing,
ask.
Though. We asked.
You did.
You said it was okay.
Because I didn't want to be rude.
If you had said it wasn't okay, that never would have happened.
But you can't do that as a guy. That's something that you just like. You're going to be a jerk.
I mean, it's like, Joey. Like, Joey doesn't share food. You
yeah.
know?
Like, in reality, in our hearts, we don't even like. No.
I understand because I'm the same way. Like, if there's food on my plate, I don't care if you eat it. Just like ask first. Just don't,
right.
just don't take it. But. I don't know why we do that.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna be really honest. I don't know why we do that.
Well, my question is that, first of all, Steven, before this ever happened, like, did they ever say anything about maybe sharing your food at all?
No, before the food even got to the table, there was nothing.
No discussion.
No discussion.
They had
question.
Ordered pie, and they were
They were all
good.
Eating, and then all of a sudden, like, I get the fries, and then every... Whoa. I'm not even kidding you.
Like,
it was like clockwork. Every single... No. Like,
clockwork.
Their necks were just on my plate, like, Steven, can we have a fry? See,
it was yeah.
Heat-seeking missile just right there.
I'm sure, okay, and my whole thing is that I'm gonna be a guy here. I felt like if it was a table full of guys, like every single person would have ordered what they wanted and they would have eaten it.
I had my cup of chicken
because
and rice.
My mom and my sister do the same thing.
I'm good.
You're good.
I can't speak for them.
Okay, so
I'm broke, which is why I didn't order.
Here's my whole thing about my sister and my mother is the fact that when they're on diets because they have these things to where they have to eat healthy.
Yeah.
They will. I order something and then they look at those fries and they look at those, you know, delicious sugary snacks and they have to have a bite. So I give them a bite. Because she's my mother.
What makes me angry, and I can see your pain on this, what makes me angry is the fact that, now, I wasn't there for this part, but, like, if Robin, Caitlin, or Nia were like, you know, I'm just not hungry. You know, I'm not hungry. I'm good. I just can't eat anything. And then they do that.
You're like,
then that would really make me angry.
I understand that.
Now, like, that would make me angry. But, like,
I was hungry the whole time. I'm just broke.
Me, but like it that would actually make me angry, you know.
Okay, so it's my turn. Men, when we have somewhere to go, and you know we have somewhere to go, and it's not a secret that girls spend a long time getting ready. It's not
Correct.
A secret.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also not a secret that guys generally don't take that long to get ready.
Correct.
And that's totally fine. Do you
I know
take
where this
as
is going.
Long as you need or as little
I
as
know
you
this
need?
Is going, because I do this.
But when it is actually time to go, why do you choose that moment to decide you need something
I
done?
I always forget
that's
something.
Why do you do
it's
that?
It's always like...
It hurts me.
Every time... I can't tell you that.
It hurts me.
Oh, that's a good question, because I've questioned that myself.
Hurts.
Questioned it. It's
my dad does the same thing.
Like, I was getting ready for an hour.
Every time my family goes out to eat at a restaurant or whatever we do, we're going into our car and it's me, my sister, and my mom, and we're just sitting there and my dad's sitting there going like, guys, we gotta go, we gotta hit the road. And we're all like, alright, yeah, we're going, let's head out. And then as soon as we get into the car, my dad's sitting there going like, all right, now it's time to go check my car for 90,000 things.
Right?
I always either leave my phone, my, like, speaker or something.
You decided one day, we were already late. We were late for work. You decided we had already gotten into the car. You decided you needed to check the mail right that second.
I did.
You weren't even expecting anything. And you
I just
didn't,
needed to.
You didn't, like, as a normal human, drive down the driveway, which is several feet long. No, you decided you were gonna walk.
Not walk.
I ran. Okay. You walked into the house to put the mail down.
Should we give an answer? Should we give an answer to this?
Please, yes. Okay. I'm begging you.
Basically, the answer is that guys, you both are going to agree with me on this. Oh, we're dumb.
Yeah.
We're very dumb.
No. We're dumb. We're dumb.
Basically, what the whole thing is that sometimes when we do think about those things, it's the fact that we just forgot them. So we're going in there, we're heading to the restaurant, we're like, all right, yeah, we're ready to go. I have everything. I have my phone, my wallet, my keys, and I forgot this.
I need to steal the Declaration of Independence. Because I'm going to go do that now.
And I'm going to go ahead and give credit to girls where credit is due. Girls are... most of them, the ones that I've had with, is the fact that they're always kind of ahead of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, we take a hot minute to get ready, but we're on time, man. We are ready to go.
Because they're so, they have all that on their mind to where it's like, okay, I have to have this and this and this prepared for me to do this and this.
Well,
and this.
I'm on time unless it's a party, and she does not like that.
I don't
she
do late.
She hates the party.
I hate to
like,
be late to
I
anything.
Always do like an
but
hour.
It's a party.
It's a fashionable late, right?
Like, is that, parties, is that just... you don't have to...
No, I don't
now,
do late.
If you're like 3 hours late to a party, no.
Yeah. No.
But if you're like but it's an like, hour-ish late, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
come
it's
on,
always...
man. That's called being awesomely fashionable.
That's what I'm saying! I thought I was the only person. She acts like I'm crazy.
The reason that guys are late to parties is the fact that they don't want to just go into a party early and then it's dead.
Yeah.
So you're just sitting there, you're not.
I've made that mistake so many times in my life.
This guy too.
Literally, like... for like most of my teenage life,
you want to enter into a party when it's going at its
pop
peak.
In, and you're like, and then, and when you come in, and everybody's like, Patrick, you're here. I'm like, I'm here, sucker.
I
don't talk like that in real life.
If you walk in and it's at its peak, like the peak is gonna go out like that.
Yeah, but that's you're gonna enjoy it.
I will
say
that. The
build-up is just as good as the peak. It's the anticipation.
I don't know. I like having everybody there, and it's like, it just depends on how fashionably late you are. About 5 seconds. Like, I mean, if you're 5 minutes late, that's pretty good. Because you're just like, all right, now the party's starting to get started. You're ready to go.
A party really depends on who's there. If I know people, if I know most of the people that are there, I'm fine. I'll be okay. I'll actually be able to party. If it's nobody I know is there, I'm like, I'm shy.
I can't handle it. Like, it's an anxiety thing.
I'm like perks of being a wallflower back here in the back. Like,
I can't be late. It irks me. Like, I know that if I don't even know what I was trying to say. I don't like to be late. It stresses me out to be late. A lot. I don't know.
Mood.
Right.
That's just all right, me.
So my turn now. Yes.
What a nice time.
I love it. Okay, so guys, I'm going to go ahead and start off with a pretty happy story here.
Good.
So basically, I looked up the story, and the article's name is "A Community Helps Homeless McDonald's Employee After Woman Shames Him on Facebook." So basically, there's this guy that does work at McDonald's, and he doesn't have a home, and he doesn't have a car. So what he does is he sleeps at the McDonald's. So when he has to, he just has to take a nap at the McDonald's.
Like where?
Like on the bench. Literally inside the McDonald's.
Wow. I mean, if it's open 24/7.
And then, so this woman.
It should be okay.
Sees the guy.
If you buy something. Yeah.
So this woman sees the guy that's sleeping on the bench, and her caption was, "Just another reason for me to leave Fayetteville. I was in the McDonald's in the middle of town, and I saw this guy sleeping in the booth. I go and tell an employee that someone is asleep in their booth, and her response was, 'Oh, yeah, we know. Hee-hee, it's okay.' And I said, 'Not really, but whatever.'"
Kick her out. She doesn't need to be there.
So basically, two local business owners who also saw the post let Childs, I think his name is Childs.
The homeless man.
Yes. Borrow a car until he could get back on his feet.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. That's
and then he also has kids, so people started donating diapers to him.
What?
That's so cool.
So
that's
basically, amazing. Just a complete so awesome thing. It's like, you're also making a woman mad, and you're also helping this guy out. Completely awesome.
Why do you never hear about these? These stories, I swear.
On the news?
Every day.
It's super rare.
I even scroll through Facebook all the time, and it said, puppies were stepped on. And I'm just like, what? I mean, obviously, you should be able to want to hear everything. But like, let's have some good news, please.
Yes. Two quotes from they said, first off, for the people that actually helped him. Basically, Child said he has received job offers through all this and is excited to possibly get a permanent place for him and his son to live.
Oh, wow. Terrific.
What's his name?
Childs.
Childs, congratulations.
Yes.
If you're listening.
You did it, man.
So basically, he said, they changed my life in a couple of days. And that, as far as the woman who posted about him on Facebook, I'm not homeless now, thanks to her.
There's
so thanks, woman, who decided to post that awful negative message on Facebook. You made a guy not homeless.
Yay.
Thank
you
for being awful.
I mean, yeah.
I wonder how she feels, though. I wonder if she's one of those that's like, well, it's because of me that happened.
Probably.
Like,
who's that
guy that was dating Adele and she started writing all those songs about
him? And it's because of him.
And now he comes back. He's like, oh, well, I deserve some of that money. You're like, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Did y'all remember that meme of Adele the bike? And she looks so happy.
Yes.
Wait, which one?
It's the meme where she's on, like, this bike, and she's riding down, and she just looks
not
like
a care in the world.
She's just like, oh, I got all my Grammys, you know? I bet that's how she feels, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. All right, guys. Also, some other great news. 2 weeks ago, I believe it's 2 weeks ago, the new roller coaster at Universal Studios. Hagrid's Motorbike.
Shut up, really?
Hagrid's Motorbike is now open.
Okay, is it exactly what I think it looks like?
So basically, I watched this guy, and shout out to him, because I don't want to get a copyright or whatever. His name is Tim Tracker, the Tim Tracker on YouTube. Go look him up. He's amazing. He does park videos all the time. And so he basically did a review on Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure. And guys, this roller coaster is absolutely amazing.
Lit.
So some news about this roller coaster, the fact that this is going to be the longest roller coaster in Florida. It's supposed to be about 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then this also has five launches in the roller coaster. So there is one part where it literally goes from 0 to 50. And then there's also a part in it to where you drop 17 feet. So the track literally drops and goes to another one.
How
and you're going
freaking ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. They did an amazing job with this coaster.
I've been told there's two, like, Universal and Disney are two separate, like, entities.
Oh, yeah, completely separate. Yes, absolutely.
They
do nothing to do with each other.
Dang.
It's funny because our friend Morgan, sorry to cut you off there, but our friend Morgan actually said the fact that, like, Disney, every time Universal tries to come up with a new attraction, Disney's just like, you came up with Harry Potter World? That's cute. We're going to come out with Star Wars Galaxy.
Now, have they come out with something that...
$19 million.
Have they come out with something that's better than Animal Kingdom?
Universal basically is like, okay, we're going to come out with Jurassic World. Disney's like, oh, that's cute. We're going to come out with the Tron coaster.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That goes, that's the fastest roller coaster ever.
Gosh, could you imagine, like, a meeting of, like they just meet one time and they're like, oh, no, we're going to do something even better.
That's the thing. The whole thing about Universal and Disney is that Universal doesn't really have much land to build on. So the fact when they want to build another attraction, they have to tear down one. Down. So, but Disney, I mean, they have their own freaking zip code.
Yeah.
They have so much land to do whatever they want to do
with.
They're
killing it.
And so they just have so many attractions to where Universal's like, what can we do? Yeah. I mean.
But they have Harry Potter. They're fine.
They do have Harry Potter.
Like, I go to Universal because of Harry Potter.
Okay, quick story time. When we were in high school, Quinton and I spent most of the day on the chorus field trip in Diagon Alley. Oh,
stop it.
And there is an attraction there called Ollivander's. So basically it's the wand shop. And there's an experience where the wand maker will take a group into the room and he will choose one of you to get the wand to select you.
Yeah.
And Quinton and I must have gone in there about 30,000 times because he wanted to get picked. And now, they picked me 3 times.
I love it.
Shut your mouth.
And it was amazing.
How long is that wait? It's got to be ridiculous.
It's actually not that bad.
There were a couple times when we literally just went right in.
Yeah, they have several rooms running at the same time.
Now, do they recognize you?
No, they have several rooms running. There's lots of different actors. People go on break. People come back, you know?
Second follow-up question. Did you get the same wand every time?
I did not. But I did buy the first wand that picked me.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I honestly thought that this whole experience was the fact, because I went there one time when it was
so
me.
Awesome.
It was me. I think it was me, Morgan, Trevor, and Lexi that went to Universal.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we went into the Ollivander's experience, and of course, who do you think gets picked out
Morgan.
Of all of us? Morgan got picked. Of course. Of course she did. She looks like she's 12, so of course she gets picked.
They probably do that. They're like, we're going to pick the most innocent-looking one.
Yes, and she's just up there, like, looking so excited about everything. She literally told us that.
And you're like...
Yeah, basically, I'm sitting there in the back like, of course she got picked. Why wouldn't she? So she gets picked, and then afterwards, I'm sitting there, and she comes out of the wand shop, and I'm like, where's your wand? And she was like, oh, well, I'm not going to pay $40-something. I'm sorry, you have to pay if you get picked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing.
Yeah.
I was like,
That sucks.
Then what did they do for you since you picked it?
I paid for it.
So you paid for the first one, and then the second and third time, you're like, I already have one. Oh, okay.
Well,
one time, I even purposefully stood behind Quinton, who is a solid foot taller than me, and still picked me.
Well, that's because they were like, oh, she's like Harry Potter in real life. So super shocked.
So
they thought you were like Dudley or something.
I'm wearing my Hufflepuff shirt.
That's such a mood right there. But, like, it was funny because the last time she finally got picked, she literally just, it was actually a woman.
It was a lady.
It was Mrs. Ollivander. But she walked up, she was like, you. She even looked at me. She was like, she literally went like this. She was like,
she stared him in the eyes and then swiveled around and pointed at me instead. And I was like, oh.
And then even then, this was the sweetest thing. One of the sweetest things Robin's ever done for me. She was like, I mean, I've been picked all right, but he hasn't.
He's cool.
And so they picked
him.
And so they eventually picked me, yeah.
Oh.
All because of her. But, like, I walked up there and had the whole experience thing. And, I mean, yeah, you had to pay for it. But, like, I kind of wish they would, if you had gotten picked, they should give you at least a discount, you know?
What?
Yeah. Maybe at least a 20 or 10% discount would be fine. Like, those wands are expensive, but they're super, super cool.
Yes.
They interact with, like, and you can, like, sit in certain spots in the park, and you can wave your wand a certain way, and it's so cool.
Okay, yeah. So there's this one more thing that I want to talk about, and this is what I call this segment. It's called Talk Sports.
Sports.
So
that's the new theme.
Everybody else in here besides me has no idea about sports. Maybe Patrick just a little bit. So
I'll just pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna try, but I am
okay, guys.
I know how to play games and sports and stuff. But that's about it.
So
I don't know names.
First thing that I want to talk about today is the fact that I'm wearing the gear already. I have my Atlanta Braves hat and my Atlanta Braves shirt.
That's baseball.
Yes, that is baseball.
Good, Patrick.
Nailed it.
Good job. Nailed Let's give a round of applause to Patrick real quick.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Atlanta Braves is the Atlanta baseball team. And today they were playing the Chicago Cubs over in Wrigley Field.
Uh-huh.
Now they did not win, that
boo.
Sucks.
Rip.
But
did you say rip? Like they died. They died. I'm sorry, Braves.
So
they're all dead.
I just wanted to talk about the whole thing about the division race.
Yeah.
And basically
the what?
Yes. This is what this segment's all about. It's the fact that I'm going to talk about what's going on with the Braves, and they're going to look at me like I am talking gibberish, which...
Okay.
You got to dumb it down a lot. So, you do that for me?
The division race is basically there are five teams in the division for the Atlanta Braves.
Okay,
so there's this... Yes, there are divisions in baseball, so there are five teams in each division.
Okay.
30 teams altogether.
Okay.
Yes. So there are six divisions... Five teams each.
Okay.
Are we good on that?
Yes.
You're doing great.
I'm lost at division.
There's six divisions.
Six
there's
divisions.
Five teams per division.
Oh
that
my
means
Lord.
And they
all
basically.
Oh
yes.
My Lord.
And
I did
so
it. I did
the
it.
The way that the playoffs are picked. So playoffs are, you know what the playoffs are.
Yeah.
The fact that it's what you go to get to the championship.
To the World
Series.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I knew that one.
It's
basically
great, yeah.
The winner from each division goes on to play in the playoffs. But then we have to go into this whole thing. There's a wild card, which basically, if you're in second place and you win a wild card game, you also get to the division. But
what?
Yes.
That's so ridiculous. And they're like, you know what? Let's just make things a little crazy for everybody. A wild card. It's like a
Uno.
We all
know it's for money.
Yeah.
It's all because of money.
Yes. It's a bunch of millionaires playing on a field for a lot of money, which honestly makes you watching it going like, I hate these people. They go out there. I get to hit a ball. Hit a home run. Made another $20
million. Yeah, this is America's. This is America's sport. Like,
yes,
this is
it really
the
is.
Sport.
Like, well, that's the whole thing about it, is that it used to be America's sport. Back in the 90s, baseball was the top sport.
Yeah, yeah. Sport, yeah.
And that's something that analysts have always been talking about, is the fact that baseball was the top sport at one point.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to watch baseball,
and
but
now
it's football.
Didn't the Braves win the World Series in the 90s?
95.
I know
stuff!
Yes!
Good job.
You guys need to calm your tits.
Whoa, that's...
Let's be... truly honest, when you're coming to Disney, then it could be anything. You could have lacrosse. Like, I love how they do those with those Disney movies.
They're
like,
lacrosse
is the best. Like, we have a big championship later today. We should make out. I don't know what happens
here. All the different movies it has.
But they do lacrosse, volleyball, basketball.
To be quite honest, if a guy hits a home run in baseball, they get their butt slapped. So
do they really?
Yeah.
So basically, we have this. There's this thing in baseball to where some guys, when they do good, they'll kind of give him a little slap on the butt.
Attaboy.
Like, hey, attaboy.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job, kid.
Men are stupid.
So that's kind of the whole thing in baseball. And
it's super weird though. Like, I had a wrestling movie that we just did recently.
Oh my Lord.
And
I was a wrestler, and there was another dude who's a wrestler.
Love it.
And then we're all cheering, and I'm like, my character just felt like it needed to slap his butt. And I was like, yeah.
This guy's like, hey, cut. What the heck was that?
Yeah, he went, like, after they said cut, they're like,
oh.
Anyway. I guess that's the end of this segment. And this is the end of the podcast.
Aww.
This has been great. This is the first Or technically, it's the second, because the first
we're not counting the first one.
But it exists out in
totally
the
totally fine. Honestly, I'm happy with this episode.
I think we did good.
So we should all tag ourselves.
Let's sign out.
Let's all give our handles real quick.
So,
Patrick goes first.
Again, this we're just a bunch of friends sharing around, and this is Patrick.
This is
Robin. This is Patrick. Okay.
This is Steven. Sorry, I'm going to give my handles real quick. Okay. If you're listening to this.
Oh, the handles. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, if you're listening to this, doesn't matter, 5, 6, whatever. If you listen to this, my Instagram is Fiefen_617. Yes, you heard that right.
Fiefen.
It's spelled Phephen_617. If you have any questions about the podcast or anything, you can also direct message me, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you guys have.
And mine is Patrick, or no. So I am Patrick. I'm weird. And my Instagram.
I thought you were Krusty Krab.
I am Krusty Krab. No. My Instagram is handsome86pat. No. It's the other way around.
Handsome Pat86.
I'm not really handsome. Go ahead.
And then I'm Robin. My Instagram is GracieAngel14. No spaces or anything like that. We also have an email address. So we mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast, but it is it's.the.share.cast@gmail.com.
And we will work on it, I swear.
Feel free to send us an email. Tell us what you thought. Maybe tell us if you think we should do something new.
Tell us what you liked.
Yeah, tell us what you didn't like. Let
Please.
Us know, guys.
Yeah, feedback is all of
the share cast. We need to share.
Share everywhere. Share 40 minutes. That's pretty good, guys.
Pretty good.
All right.
All right.
So, everybody say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.